O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Isaiah 1, verses 10 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Tend by Emmy Rose, Jesse Early, and Michaela Gentile. With vibrant textual imagery and floating piano lines, this song walks through a series of metaphors of God as a gardener who tends to us with care and concern.
What's dead away, and you prune what's running wild. So be the gardener of my heart, tend the soil of my soul, break up the fallow ground, cut back the overgrown, and I won't shy away. I will let the branches fall. So what you want can stay, and what you love can grow. Through the winter, I'm still alive. What you've planted in the dirt is ever reaching to the light. You prepare me for darkened times. You'll sustain what you have starred, and you'll teach me to abide. Be the gardener of my heart, tend the soil of my soul, break up the fire.
Isaiah 1, verses 10 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the teachings of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I've had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts? Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Laundry is an adventure in the Locke household these days. It used to be pretty straightforward. Dirty clothes would be put in a hamper, then washed and dried, and they'd be ready to wear again. Now, putting clothes in the washing machine doesn't guarantee that they'll come out clean on the other end, because they might get washed with a sticker attached to them, or washed with purple crayon, or rocks. Our kids apparently like to collect rocks and put them in their pockets. There have been times where clothes come out of the washing machine with worse stains than the one they went in. And it begs the question, how will I ever get this stain out? Well, the reality of sin begs a similar question. God's word tells us that we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. None of us is as good, as clean as we should be. So how do we remove the stain of sin? Well, our passage this morning tells us that it won't be through religious practices. God isn't looking for more ritual, more sacrifice. What does he want instead? True devotion, heart change that leads to goodness, justice, and a care for the downtrodden. And how do we achieve this? Well, we don't, but Jesus does. In 2 Corinthians 5, Paul writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." In Christ, the stain of our sin has been dealt with definitively. We receive his righteousness, which makes us white as snow. And how do we obtain Christ's righteousness? By placing our faith in him. This not only makes us right with God, but it implants within us a desire to do good, to seek justice, and to care for those who are oppressed. So in the moments that follow, pray that the Spirit would increase your faith in Jesus, and that the desire for goodness, justice, and mercy would flow from that. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. for the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.